The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and families closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows.
Sarah Meadows.
Jonah Dew.
Ryan Pills.
Apprentice Dan.
And Sidekick Larry.
In the house!
Welcome back, everybody. We missed you last week, although I did have a great time recording an episode with just the fam. Although you guys are almost to the point where you live in my house enough that I should start charging your rent. I mean, family members, something like that. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day to everyone. The October 12th day. You got to celebrate those important holidays. Today we are playing some games and celebrating the holidays. And I had a bunch of different games out on the table. Kevin and Melissa aren't with us here today, but I think the rest of the crew was here for game night, which
They're
was lots of
spirit.
Fun. They are here in spirit.
So that'll work perfectly.
I wish Kevin was also here in body so he could organize our episode for us, but we're going to wing it as usual and pull off some fun stuff. Did anybody get to play anything cool tonight and or this week? What was hitting the table?
I can't wait to hear about the game you played, Will. But out on the other table, we had the King's Armory from Gatekeeper Games, I believe. We'll be having more about that later in the month because they have their Kickstarter coming. But it's a tower defense with some RPG elements into it. Just heroes running around stopping bad guys as they come and try and steal your stuff.
Cool. I think we're doing like some playthroughs and other things like that. So I'm sure that will be on the channel soon. I was playing some other games in the living room with Jonah and Chantel and Amy.
In the spirit of being halfway to Halloween, had to play the scariest looking cover game ever. It was The Batman Who Laughs Rising
from the Op. So yep. It's in the same game style mechanics as like Thanos Rising and Darkseid Rising. This is another IP, and it's one that I'm actually not that familiar with, and I don't know if anybody else is, but it's an alternate Batman universe where Bruce Wayne has gone a little bit nutty, and he's like half Batman slash half Joker kind of crazy. He's like a multiverse traveling maniac.
And he has Robins on a leash.
He does.
Which is kind of crazy.
So who's the heroes?
The normal heroes.
I had Wonder Woman and Alfred, and I saw Red Hood and Robin.
Chantel was Green Lantern. It's mm-hmm. Justice League heroes versus this bad guy Batman who's from another dimension.
From a dark multiverse.
So Batman could be a hero.
I actually was Batman. The normal good, not weird Batman.
Christian Bale, not Ben Affleck.
Exactly.
Yes.
Normal, not weird. Nailed it, Larry. Way to
go. So who was Amy?
Amy was... I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
I don't remember.
A hawk person.
She was
a hawk
person. Yeah, she was. Oh, yeah.
Hawkman. Hawkman?
Falcon man? What's his name? Hawksman. I don't know. See, this is the problem when I only have enough time for one universe. Marvel Universe is crushing it, and then I got to switch to DC.
There were a good number of characters that I did not... I was not familiar with it, but also because I was not really familiar with the comic of The Batman Who Laughs, and I just didn't know at all. So I was very familiar with Wonder Woman, of course, and I was happy to get a person I knew.
The gameplay is very similar to the others where you have a villain in the middle of the table who's going to rotate around every time you roll his die, and then you'll be fighting off bad guys and or gaining new heroes, which will add dice to your deck. This one, each of them kind of features a little different variant. In this one, you have a track of cards. It wasn't Haku Girl, but thank you for showing
Bat
me
girl?
The pictures.
Batgirl?
Nope, I do know who Batgirl is, too. keep on going.
There was a lot. So also, as you kind of defeat heroes or villains, you like reveal new hero or villain cards. And I don't think that we'll shuffle because we only revealed villains. And I could not get another hero. And I was like, I really would appreciate another hero because I'm going to die. Wonder Woman's taking a lot of damage. And then I looked at the deck of where the heroes and villains were coming from. And there were a bunch of heroes in there, but then they were all on the bottom. And I was like, no wonder we're not winning.
Yeah. We started off and I thought, this is way harder than the other games. I think it was just unlucky draw of the deck. But in this one, you do actually kind of stack the top of the deck with villains because there's a Joker track, basically. And as you add those yellow, if you were playing, you know, Thanos Rising, you'd add gems to his gauntlet, and instead in this one you're adding it to this track, and every time you place enough on the track you add a new bad guy card to the top of your draw deck so that the next card to come out is a bad guy. And we did that several times in a row. So
yeah,
some of the other characters are Aquaman, Hawkman, Hot Girl, Harley Quinn.
Quit reading all the ones Flash that we all have
did
heard
Did you
of.
Say, so, every time you've said that, I have heard Hot
right.
Girl.
Right. Did you say Hot Girl?
Hot Girl.
Okay. Got it.
Our kids did used to think that it was Hot Guy, that he was the hero from Marvel.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Stridge. I can't even pronounce the words in this game.
Yeah.
Neither could Sarah. She was going to try.
Stridge.
If you know Stridge, put it in a comment. Send us an email if you really know that.
Make fun of us for how pitiful our Batman universe knowledge is.
But the cover of this game is like the scariest Halloween picture of the Batman who laughs. It is definitely the cover. Now, the cards and the tokens inside are like, fine. They're family friendly. But the cover is not for the faint of heart.
I did tell Amy that if she has nightmares tonight, she could wake me up and call me since I forced her to play it.
Yeah, it's got like, I want to say it's kind of like Joker's mouth, but then with the makeup and paint on it, looks kind of like a little bloody teeth, and then like this spiky
little
mask
bloody
across
teeth.
His eyes.
There's like stuff in his mouth though too.
Yeah,
his mouth's some, like, a little maggots. Too large, and you can't see his eyes, so it kind of reminds me of the mouth of Sauron character from Return of the King.
I can actually see that a little bit, covered in blood and scary typefaces.
Yeah.
It was intense, but we did win in the end. We were close. Like, one more bad turn, we would have lost.
We were one token away from losing, and on my turn, I had, like, no dice. Everyone else was rolling, like, 100 die. I was rolling 4, and I needed 3 of something, and I got 3 bat symbols.
First good roll of the game.
Yeah, it was my first, literally, the only thing I did all game was
the final blow.
Good roll for the final blow. So
clutch.
Because that's what they call me, Clutch J.
Speaking
Next
of
podcast, I'm introducing myself as Clutch J.
I love it.
Okay.
Speaking of the Halloweens, I know Katie is supposed to be working on some cool costumes. Has anybody else pre-thought this far ahead? I know we're still out like 3 weeks. I know what I'm going to be for Halloween, and I don't know if I should spoil it because I kind of want to surprise you guys.
I think I actually hit on what I want to be today. But the problem is, Katie is using like all stuff we have. She's collecting like moss and bark.
What?
On like walks that we go on because she's going to be a dryad and she wants to be like,
I thought she was going to be Groot for
a lot of natural elements into it. So she's collecting all sorts of stuff from the woods and our backyard and junk. And I'm like, I could totally be this, but it costs me like $80. Is it worth it to invest in? I mean, I won't even be like that good of it. Just be like
for anyone
marketing to what I want to be. So I'm not sure.
I'm not sure a Halloween costume counts as an investment, Ryan. I'm not sure it's in that category.
I want to give you a hint of what I'm going to be. I'll just let you know that I am growing my hair out. No more haircuts until Halloween, which isn't that long, but 3 weeks. And I'm getting a tattoo, just so you guys know.
That's Hot Guy.
I'm okay with that.
Excellent. Why don't we take a break for just a moment and give a shout out to our sponsors.
This episode is sponsored by Shaolia Warring States. Their game is currently on Kickstarter. It is in the second edition, and they have the Great Houses expansion also featured. This is from Bad Comet. It is from designer Hanny Chan and Gung Ho Kim, and this is a kingdom-building game where you have a tableau that you are adding cards and taking out the enemies and gaining culture to win. You can check out their Kickstarter campaign now.
This episode is also sponsored by Escape Death Race 2182 Micro. If you're interested in this game, it is actually live on Kickstarter currently, and we have an interview with designer Jesse Conger on our Board Games Launching on Kickstarter Facebook page. We also have a playthrough video and preview video on our channel as well. This game comes in a mint tin, and it is a cooperative but also battle it out scenario game where you're trying to defeat a few monsters on the board while you're placing tokens on the board to kind of have different events, and it is last man standing as well. So after you defeat the monsters, you have to make sure you take all the other players out to be crowned the winner. So that is Escape Death Race 2182 Micro, our episode sponsor.
If you're not familiar with our Board Games Launching on Kickstarter Facebook page, you should definitely check that out. Kevin curates that page, and we all kind of contribute, and we list out all the games that we are aware of that are coming to Kickstarter. And if you are a Kickstarter creator yourself, you're welcome to jump on there and create an event page for your campaign. It's a growing page, and we've been doing interviews on it. We are actually going to be starting a brand new segment video. I think this weekend it'll be going live. We will be doing a Saturday morning, although it's not going to be in the morning. Kevin just reminded me. So maybe Saturday afternoon Kickstarter show. It'll be on that block page, and we're going to be covering a bunch of different Kickstarters that are going to be going live soon. We'll be kind of doing some unboxings and showing off the different components and things. So that'll be a new live show that we're going to be doing starting this Saturday. And I think it'll be once a month to start off with, and maybe moving sooner depending on the amount of interest that people show for that content. Another Facebook page that we just started is a Board Game Conventions Facebook page. Can you believe there's not an existing Facebook page for Board Game Conventions? Shocking. Thank you. That was good. I needed that. So we just created that this past week. If you are a convention organizer, or if you're just excited about board game conventions that will be coming hopefully in the near future, you can jump on there, like that page. We just listed our Tantrum Con page because we have locked some dates in for that. February 4th. I'm going to get it right sooner or later. Through the 7th, 2021, we are looking to be back together and playing some games. So tickets for that are going to be going on sale on Halloween, I think, if I can get the website finished in time. So be looking for that coming soon.
Sounds good. A spooky drop, huh?
It's spooky season. We have to drop those tickets right on spooky season day.
You could be like,
I'm not sure if that's
trick or treat, smell my feet,
real day, but I just made it up. So
spooky day,
spooky season day.
Speaking of spooky things, Larry just returned Scooby-Doo's Haunted Mansion something. What's it called?
Escape from Haunted Mansion,
I believe it's called.
It was pretty close. Did you and Amy got to try it out?
We did.
What did you guys think of that?
It was pretty good. It's a well-themed game. We kind of speed run it a little bit because we did it all in one night.
Boom.
But it was really fun. There was different mechanics in it as far as just the way you unlock and find the different ways through the house using the different characters and their different abilities. So they kind of gave you each a different way through or gave you different information, which was different than some other escape or unlock games that I had played in the past. But I thought it was pretty good. And like I said, it was right on theme. Scooby-Doo was gone in the first 2 seconds like normal, and Shaggy was locked away in a piano. So it's fine.
It's pretty much, I think I saw that episode. Now, Dan, are you working on I think you've played a couple different escape rooms. What's the tale there? What's the story?
Yeah, I've done three mystery themed. One was Unsolved Case Files, which is more of just being a detective. If you've ever watched a crime show and you see the detective late at night poring over newspaper clippings and folders and statements and all that, that's what you're doing. trying to find the needle in the haystack to figure out why this person, in this case, isn't guilty. You're opening up a cold case. Then I've done a couple others that are escape rooms.
And you've also done a video comparing and contrasting that someday Katie and I will finish editing and it will go.
That's the story.
It would be pretty
sweet.
That's
what the story was. I was like,
yeah. So we've got one that is a review of Break in Alcatraz that Katie and Ryan are going to finish up editing soon, I think. And then, yeah, the compare and contrast of the three.
Yeah, the Break in Alcatraz was very interesting because it actually has, like, a 3D representation of Alcatraz that you open up and unfold.
What?
And so, like, it's the island, or is it the island?
The rock.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Alcatraz is
it's
an
like,
island.
It's like the building of the island, I guess.
Right, yeah.
And then you open up the building, and it's like a cell block. And then you open that up. And there's, like, rooms inside.
Yeah, the individual room. And then you open... I think it opens up.
Is this a spoiler?
And spoiler alert. passageways and stuff.
It is a pretty cool design.
Really interesting. It's a real pain to put all back together, though. to, like, snap and everything.
That's actually one of the best parts about the Scooby-Doo Haunted Mansion thing. Most escape rooms, one-time use. And even if you were going to, like, be nice and give it to someone else... It's either like, let me spend 2 hours resealing all these envelopes in the right order to hand it to you, or here's a big mess, good luck.
Yeah, that is definitely what happened to us a couple of times with the envelopes. We were missing a few pieces.
Oh, did we mess it up?
Apparently in different envelopes.
Both figured it out. Good. The Scooby-Doo would actually specifically instruct you, like, you figured out all the clues for this piece. Put these five things back in the envelope. So if you followed the instructions, which apparently we didn't, then it would be easy for the next people to come through. That should be a fun one for Halloween. Definitely check out the Scooby-Doo one. And hopefully check out Dan's video with the comparison so you can figure out which did you give the spoil it for us here. Did you say specifically like this is the one you should play, or did you say like I like them all, they're cool, check them out?
I said both. So okay. I genuinely both. Did like all three, they were fun, but I also did say this was my favorite and why. Another spoiler, it was Black Brim.
Oh, don't spoil it, they have to watch it.
1876.
I thought your shirt was going to be Alcatraz.
But you should watch to find out why.
I feel like I just watched something about Alcatraz yesterday.
Has anyone ever been to Alcatraz?
I have been close to it.
On standing on the bay and you looked across the water and saw it?
That's the closest I got.
That's not.
Have you been there?
I have not. I've been in the same spot you were. Looking like this. Like, oh, look, I'm with my hand on my forehead. Oh, look, it's over there. I'm so close.
It looks just like it does in the movie.
It's like I'm in jail. And then I went and got a, you know. Waffle cone or something.
Right. So. Exactly. I watched a documentary on Netflix called High Score, I think is what it was called. And I guess in the, I don't know, 80s or 90s, they had a video game competition there for Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was the Sega Genesis.
Sega held like the world national championships at Alcatraz. It was on to MTV and it was Rock the Rock with the third rock because there was like, I don't know. You have to watch the documentary. I don't remember. They were at Alcatraz. There was a rock band. There was a third rock. I specifically remember him saying.
Was it Dwayne the Rock?
Right.
Yes.
Maybe.
It was.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The Rock on the Rock with Rock. Triple Rock.
It was a great documentary.
Does sound like a good one.
Rock from the sun.
Together as they threw rocks at the cellmates. I watched another pretty cool documentary. Have you guys seen The Social Dilemma?
No.
No. Okay, well, don't watch it because then you won't want to check Facebook anymore.
Speaking of shows about Alcatraz, there was a show, I think it's called Alcatraz, that was only on for one season, and I really loved it. My mom put me onto it. Okay, so it's all of the criminals. So, like, you know how you can go to Alcatraz now, and, like, they have the different cells, and they'll tell you, like, who stayed in the cells for some of them. Mm-hmm. So this show was those bad guys came back to life one at a time. And they were doing all the stuff they got put in Alcatraz for in, like, today's world. And I really liked the show. But it was only on for one season. I was so upset. I watched all the episodes, maybe twice. It's pretty good.
I am a big fan of The Rock for whatever reason. Like, Sean Connery and The Rock, one of my favorite movies of all time. I don't know what those green balls had in them, but they looked intense. And I
oh, man.
Was it, I don't even know, Anthrax?
have no idea.
It was some sort of made up.
It wasn't real.
Gas. Yeah. I literally just started watching this film with my mom.
Did you?
Days ago.
Oh, perfect.
And I couldn't tell you what it is. Yeah. But it's some sort of napalm resistant chemical agent that causes your face to melt off.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
They got to make a board game about that.
That's got to exist.
It can be a tower defense game with escape elements.
Speaking of making up great board games, tell us again, Larry, your plans for our new, be ready for this, Tanner Mouse, intern, Dan the Apprentice, and sidekick Larry are going to be putting together our first ever e-news for Tanner Mouse going out this month, right? October's the goal?
Yes, yeah, we're trying to get it out this month. I'm trying to get Dan to put in his information. So, I mean,
slackers over here, good. Keep each other in line.
How many lunch hours have we gone to in our weekly meeting? And I say, so Larry, what do you want to do with this newsletter? Let's talk about this.
I don't remember. Must be zero.
Must be zero. If you are interested in receiving the curated masterpiece of Tanner Mouse E-News,
it's a masterpiece.
It's been in the works for months, so it's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the hook now. I've said it on the podcast. You can subscribe on our website. There's two ways you can do it. The easiest and the most beneficial to you is to go to tantrumhouse.com. There's a contest page button, in the rightish, top-ish area that says enter our current contest. If you enter that, it'll also ask you, do you want to be entered to get email junk from us? And if you click on it, you'll be entered into our monthly contest and you'll get to receive this beautiful nugget of board game goldness.
Yeah. Don't worry, because apparently Will doesn't send out any more email spam. Right. So it'll just be the newsletter.
Yeah, I really don't have time to send out email spam. But I'm looking forward to this one. Tell me about your new segment about made-up Kickstarters. That's what I really want to hear.
Well, we kind of just made it up recently.
Is it like three truths and a lie? Like three real Kickstarters and then one made up one.
Ooh, they have to pick the
page. That's a good idea.
And then you make a fake Kickstarter page and you get people to back it and you're like, gotcha. That was the lie.
I don't have time for that.
Oh yeah. Okay. Maybe that was just in my head. Sorry.
That's not a bad idea though.
It should happen on one of these episodes.
Fortunately, I think that does happen.
Possible. Yeah, we're trying to get a few different segments on the newsletter, different ideas and things. We're probably going to interview a lot of our crew here, get to know them a little bit. We'll start off with Will, of course.
Oh, sweet. I can't wait.
Just because Sarah said I had to. Oh, cool. And then, we have some other ideas.
Did Sarah actually say
no, that? No.
Okay. No, I didn't.
Okay. I feel like I might have been the last in the list.
I think I would have. I think people know more about Will than some of the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be preparing for two truths and a lie right now.
Our goal is to make it something where it can be fun. It can just be, you know, obviously entertaining content because it's board games, but also maybe just be a bright spot in your month where you can have something fun to look forward to, funny. And I totally cut off what you were saying, Larry. So back to you.
Was I saying something?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Interviewing Will.
Oh yeah. We're definitely interviewing, the staff here. You can look forward to a board game meme of the month. And maybe even a comic strip that may be in the works.
I just got excited. I want to read this newsletter and I have to edit it.
But that's all the back information you're getting. You got to sign up to get it.
Perfect way to just dangle that carrot out there in front of them. That was great. Well, unless anybody else has any other pressing and amazing board game nuggets to share, then I think that pretty much wraps up our episode. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us for another fun and sweet short episode. We will be keep an eye out for some live stuff that's going on. This Saturday will be our Saturday morning board game show, as well as our first ever Saturday afternoonish time Kickstarter edition show. So one will be on YouTube, Saturday morning board game, and then we'll be on the block page for the other one. We will keep you guys in the loop as we get closer to the ticket launch sales of TantrumCon. And yeah, go sign up for our newsletter and check out all the fun stuff coming through there.
Kevin, come back. Save us.
We miss you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all,
Find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard to Tantrum House, 306 Barry Drive, that's B-A-R-R-Y, Greer, South Carolina, 29650.